today. And the question is, how do we survive with our iman in a really crazy world? The first thing I want to acknowledge is to our youth. And I want to acknowledge to our youth, and all of us must do this, inshallah, ta'ala, that our youth are growing up in very difficult times. Even though they may have material comforts, they may have more material comforts, they have more things, they have bigger houses, they maybe drive around in nicer cars of their parents. The challenges they have are not like the challenges we had. The youth are being tested to the core of their faith. The core of their belief is being questioned and being tested. The notions that we had when we were young, that we took for granted, everybody knew what right and wrong was. Everybody knew what truth and falsehood was. Yes, maybe we struggled to live up to it, but we knew what the right path was. The young people today in the world that they live in, the whole notion of truth and falsehood is being questioned. The whole notion of right and wrong is being questioned. The whole notion that anything is stable and firm and permanent is being questioned. Everything is being questioned. And the world is just becoming more and more nafs, 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 all the time. And for the young people, it's a challenge that if we are older, we can't imagine how bad it is, how severe it is. For those who work with the youth, they know the challenges. But it doesn't only affect the young people. Even us who are older, who have our grays, we are also afflicted by the world. We are also tested by the world. And one of the scariest ahadith is with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He predicts the future, and his prediction is true, because his inspiration and wahi comes from Allah, the being that knows everything, and he inspires the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and communicates to him glimpses of the unseen. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Fasatakunu fitnatun." There will be a great and manifest trial. It will be كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. It will be like portions of the dark, dark night. What happens in the dark night? Nothing is clear anymore. You can't see where you're going. You don't know what the right path is. You don't know who's around you. You don't know who to trust. The world will become like the dark night. And here's the scariest part of this prediction. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we believe his words to be true, he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran." A man in this days and in these days which are dark days, there will come a time where a man will wake up in the morning as a mu'min, as a believer, filled with faith. But the darkness of these days will result in him going to bed that night as someone with no faith. That is the greatest fitna. Because, ya Allah, we don't want to be tested, ya Allah, but if you test us with our food, and our income, and our clothing, and our health, and our life, we can bear that, inshallah. But ya Allah, don't test us in our faith. Ya Allah, don't test our children with their faith. We'd rather go without food. We'd rather go without wealth. We'd rather go without health. But we would always choose faith. And the darkness of the end of time is that the very thing that we treasure can be snapped, can be taken away in a moment, in a day. And it's happening already. It's happening in the best of families. It's happening in all spaces where faith is sometimes on a knife edge. Faith is being held by a little string that can be snapped. The hadith continues that the man will wake up in the morning as a believer and go to bed without any faith. And then Allah speaks, the Prophet ﷺ speaks about these actions. He says about this person, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. This man, he takes his deen, this thing of great value, this thing of great significance, the most important thing this man has, he takes it and he trades it in and he sells it for the lowest, lowest piece of this dunya. For the cheapest, most insignificant portion of this dunya, this man comes and he trades his deen. The most valuable thing he has, because what does it mean to trade your deen? It means I trade in qala Allahu. It means I trade in qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I take all those statements and I put them one side and I say I don't subscribe to that and I don't follow that and I don't want that. I want a piece of this dunya. I want a lowly piece of this dunya. And this speaks to what? The spiritual condition in this age of darkness. That the hearts in this age cannot value things as they should be valued. They cannot value things as they should be valued because the hearts of this age might put the dunya above the akhirah, might make the consumption and the accumulation and the amassment of this dunya more important than the words of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May we be saved from such affliction. But this affliction is happening. And none of us are safe from our times. The time of taking your iman for granted is over. Preserving your iman takes work. It takes effort. If you don't connect yourself to good spaces, your iman will slowly decrease. If you don't connect yourself to the masjid, your iman decreases. If you don't connect yourself to the book of Allah, the iman decreases. If a person doesn't connect themselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the iman decreases. If a person doesn't connect themselves to the people of Allah, the iman decreases. Until the person looks and there's no iman left. The days of taking our iman and our children's iman for granted, thinking that if they just live a normal life, the iman is guaranteed, those days are over. Because there is no iman in the streets. There is no iman in the universities. There is no iman in the shopping malls. There is no iman in the workplaces. Those are not places of the talk of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those are not talks of the akhirah. Those are not talks of khidmah. Those are not talks of masajid. Those are not talks of being close to Allah ta'ala. Those are talks of the dunya. And if one does not save oneself from those spaces and plug into the good spaces, one will become like them. Because al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, the person will adopt and become upon the religion of his peers. The days of taking our iman for granted are over. My plea to you, alhamdulillah, I do a bit of youth work. My plea to you, over everything when it comes to your child, whether it's their material well-being, whether it's their academics, whether it's their sport, whether it's whatever, make the iman the main priority. However you're going to do that, that's your business as a father and mother. Whatever model you're going to adopt, whatever place you're going to use, whatever teachers you're going to connect yourself to, but make your children's iman the main priority from as small as possible, because sometimes when they get to teenagehood, it's a very hard battle to fight. Don't take it for granted. It's difficult because it requires us to be active mothers and fathers. It requires us to talk to our children, to gaze at them with dua. It requires us to make decisions for them sometimes. Children cannot choose for themselves always what is best. They'll have chocolates, lunch, breakfast and supper. We have to tell them what the healthy diet is. The healthy physical diet and the healthy spiritual diet. They cannot choose for themselves. So wherever your child is located, at a normal school, at an Islamic school, at a hifz school, at a home school, at a no school, just make sure that the iman is being seen to. So this hadith is a scary hadith. But at the end of the hadith is a treasure, is the way out. Because there is the word illa. And illa in Arabic means except. It's as if the hadith is saying that things will become so dark that the default is that people will lose the iman in a very short amount of time. The default is that people will start, their hearts will become so corrupted that they will start trading their faith for any piece of this dunya. And at the end of the hadith, Allah puts, the Prophet ﷺ puts in, illa, except. Man, the one who, ahyahu Allahu, except the one that Allah resurrects and He gives life to, bi'ilmin, with knowledge. Except one person, one pursuit. Except the one that Allah revives and Allah gives life through, which means through knowledge, ilm. Through ilm. And which ilm are we speaking about? We speaking about, first of all, the words of Allah. The words of the Quran. A book that should be read and studied. A book that should be read and studied. Read and studied. If you can't study the Arabic, at least read some translations. Not the same between the Arabic and between the English. It's like between Stellenbosch and town. Maybe even Durban and Cape Town. But at least it's something. At least it's something. Which ilm should be studied? The beautiful life, the beautiful sayings, the beautiful character of our most beloved, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because to confess to love him, but to ignore his life, what love is that? When one has a beloved, one wants to hear every word from them. When one has a beloved, one even suffices not to hear a word, but to even just hear them breathing. One doesn't even need to hear them breathing, one wants to just feel even close to them. So if he is our beloved, and he is our beloved, because he is the beloved of Allah, he's the beloved of Habibullah, and if he's the beloved of Allah, he's definitely our most beloved. more beloved than ourselves and our parents and our children. He is the most beloved. And if we have the most beloved, I want to hear about him. I want to know about his life. I want to know about how he slept and how he ate and how he spoke and how he smiled and how he looked. I want to hear about his words. And I want to attach my heart and fall in love with him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because once he fills my heart, where is there space for this dunya? Where is the space left for this dunya? There's no space left. This is what we need to focus on. This is the ihya of Islam. This is the revival of Islam. Islam contains all truth and all answers for all time. And I tell you that with confidence. Islam contains all truth and all answers for all time. You can bring any ism, Islam has the answer. Any ism you want, I guarantee you, Islam has the answer. Why? Because Islam was revealed as the truth for all times. And if you connect yourselves to that, and then there is a clear path. And if that is taken away, it's a dark night. So my appeal to all of us, we have to connect ourselves to circles of learning. Number one, if you can connect yourself to a living teacher in front of the teacher and come to a class even once a week, connect yourselves. If you maybe prefer someone on YouTube, an overseas teacher, connect yourselves. Connect your family. Make some portion of your week the study of Allah's deen. And I guarantee you, not only I guarantee you, I repeat the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illa man ahyahu Allahu bi'ilmin, that the ihya of our hearts and our children's hearts will be revived by knowledge. May Allah make us from those who study his deen and love his deen and love his book and love his messenger and become his true worshippers. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi barik wa sallim. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakallahu khairan to Maulana Khalil Hendricks for his beautiful presentation. May the Almighty Allah grant him the strength and the health to continue to do the noble work that he is doing. Jamaat, we have quite a few announcements, so please bear with me. The first one is regarding the parking. A number of residents are complaining about blocking their driveways, double parking around the masjid in their respective driveways, simply because the individual is coming to the house of Allah. Now, it is not ethical, it is not adab to cause inconvenience to other people when we are coming to perform our salah. It is important to be considerate at all times when parking. Rather be a few minutes late if you can't find parking, but do not inconvenience anyone when parking. There could be an emergency, either for an ambulance to come in or for the individual to leave, whatever it may be. So the appeal is to the Jama'ah, please be considerate when parking and do not block anyone's driveway. Then there is the janazah of Brother Mahmoud, late Brother Mahmoud Bray, of 93 Ruth Road, leaving the residence at 3 p.m. this afternoon. And also a dua of maghfirah for Mr. Bray of Goldbraze. May Almighty Allah grant all the deceased Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. And then there is a request for dua of shifa for all those who are sick. In particular, the names here are Qayyum Sayyid of Macbeth and Fuad Sali. Then also, there is a request to announce that there will be a dhikr tonight after Isha by the Mizan group, by the Mizan Institute, led by Maulana Khalil Hendricks. All are welcome. Then also there is the Hajj greeting The following brothers and sisters will be undertaking the journey of Hajj this year. Number 1, Shuaib Ibrahim Parker of 51 York Road Street, Craven B, departing on the 24th of May. Secondly, Zahid Hussein Shamsun Nisa Yasin and Hasina Bibi Parker, departing on the 4th of June. Hussein Mia and Dil Nawaz Begum Date, departing from 91A Mabel Road, Rylands, on the 25th of May. Saida Begum Sufi and Hanifa Bibi Parker, departing from 199 10th Avenue, Kensington, on the 21st of May. Muhammad Shiraz and Nuran Karil of 13 Merton Road in Rylands, departing on the 30th of May. Sadika Trey of 75 Road Street in Goodwood, departing on the 21st of May. We make dua that Almighty Allah grant all the people who are undertaking this sacred journey, that Allah must grant them a Hajj Maqbool, that Allah must give them the strength and the health to undertake the sacred journey, to protect their family and their belongings in their absence, and to bring them back with salama. And then lastly, Jama'ah, there is and also Ghulam Dastagir Khan, he is leaving on Tuesday, the 23rd of May. Then lastly, Maulana Abdus Sattar Abdul Latif of Al-Aqsa Madrasa and Masjid, and President Maulana Alauddin of Madrasa Ta'limul Quran wa Sunnah in India will be collecting donations for the institute at the masjid doors after Jummah Salah. We urge all Musallis to donate generously towards the upkeep of these schools and enable them to continue their efforts in educating, feeding and housing the disadvantaged youth of India, inshallah. Then I've been handed another one, Dhikr and Qasaid by the Aswatul Habibiyah, every Thursday evening after Salatul Isha. All are welcome. Shukran wa akhiru da'wahum anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين رب اغفر لنا بالخير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي الفلاح Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah al-akram الذي علم الإنسان وكرم وعلم الإنسان ما لم يعلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي أوتي جوامع الكلم صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الأحباء تقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فاعلم أن طلب العلم أفضل العبادات به يهدي الله العبد إلى النور وإلى صراط المستقيم كما أشار إليه عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هل يستوي الذين آمنوا والذين لا يعلمون وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم وقال أيضا في فضيلة العلم من سلك طريقا يبتغي فيه علما سهل الله به طريقا إلى الجنة وقال أيضا إن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينار ولا درهم إنما ورث العلم فمن أخذه أخذه بحظ وافر أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
اللهم احتل لنا بالخير إلهي بحرمة القرآن العظيم والنبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن جميع أصحاب رسول الله أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحب أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واحفظ شبابنا وأولادنا يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون، فأقيموا الصلاة.
Straighten the softs, please. Close the gaps in front of you.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استقيم يرحمكم الله، استو. الله أكبر، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك، والله يقدر الليل والنهار، علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم، فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن، علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله، وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله، فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه، وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا، وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا، وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله العظيم والتواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. نتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ودخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحانك ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين